It's a blue world, alone. G'day everyone, Trent Waters here, State the Real Podcast. I'm with Peter Betros, Leon Proestos. Yo. A mate of mine, solicitor, owns Dott & Crossett solicitor firm in Richmond, Mudgee, and you got one in the city, Jared Zach. Thanks for coming on, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Fantastic. Very excited.
Did you say Mudgee, Trent?
Does have one in Mudgee, don't you?
Are you a Mudgee boy, Jared?
No, not really. It was a bit of a random one. We just sort of saw that as a bit of an opportunity out there. It's a nice little market and, doing okay.
Awesome. Now, look, I'm going to cut in before we talk more about Jared and his business.
Yep.
Happy birthday to Trent.
Woo! Oh, God, you didn't have to do that.
30 years old today. We're going to sing happy birthday, but
it's
going to waste a bit of the listener's time, and we won't do that.
We sang it to me mum last week.
So, we did too. Well, 2 weeks ago. But yeah, happy birthday, mate.
Thank you. So, Jared, if you want to give us a bit of a rundown about your background and... See how long you've been a solicitor for, how long you've owned your firm for, and everything like that, mate.
Yeah, no worries. So I've been a solicitor for probably over 10 years. I'm not quite sure exactly how long, but I set up my own firm in 2014. And I made a decision about a year in that I wanted to specialise in conveyancing. So now we are officially a conveyancing-only firm. So we'll do the odd will and power of attorney, that kind of thing that flows off property, but it's really just property. So we've got 5 conveyances and solicitors. We've got 3 offices.
Yep.
We've got a team of, I think, 7 offshorers in the Philippines who are doing a lot of the back end stuff.
Yeah, fair enough.
We've got probably, I think, 5 paralegals that sort of fill the gaps.
Yep.
So, yeah. We've been a conveyancing only practice for 4 or 5 years. It's doing really well.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah.
And you obviously got, you opened Mudgee recently. Well, that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that was, I think, 2017.
Yep.
So there was an opportunity there to buy a practice. A lady that was retiring. She had very good clients, plenty of deeds in a safe, and it was going relatively affordable. So I jumped on that. And, so every few weeks I'm out there on the wineries doing some contract reviews.
Rub it in, mate.
Mudgee, orange.
How much is it for a real estate office out there?
Yeah, well, there's an opportunity.
Someone's actually, I'm selling a townhouse in Adelaide Street. I'm pretty sure the Mudgee office is acting for the sellers.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Yeah. That's probably right. Well, are we acting for the buyers too, are we?
No, just the sellers.
Okay. Well, there's probably not quite enough work in Mudgee for our Mudgee office, or at least as far as how many deals as we like to do.
Yeah.
We try and...
So you kind of push it out there.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So we try and have each of our conveyances do somewhere between 20 and 30 deals a month.
Yeah, right.
It's probably only about 15 in Mudgee, so I need to make up in other places.
Cool.
You got, is it Megan that works at your firm that Leon?
I refer to her.
Yeah, the famous Megan. She's fantastic. She knows most of the agents in the state.
Yeah, she's very good.
Yeah.
very good, mate. And you got one in the city?
Yeah, they've got the city office. It's not manned as heavily as the other offices. It's really just there, or it was originally just there because we had a lot of city clients and Northern Beaches clients and Eastern Suburbs clients who we'd love to do work for, but they sort of ummed and ahed about, they're based in Richmond. I think I need someone closer.
Yeah.
The reality is you don't. I mean, we do all our conveyancing online and digital, but we need to have that presence, or I guess that, the idea that if they did need to have a meeting in the city, we could give it to them. Yeah. So. Yeah.
And you said you do all your stuff online and digital. Is that post COVID or during COVID, were you guys doing that prior to?
Yeah, it's a good question. We were doing it prior. We were a bit lucky in that sense. We kind of saw that there was a trend in conveyancing, as it probably is in most things, towards going online. So we made a big move, and it cost a bit to invest in this technology, but we made a big move that most of our things are online. In fact, we've set it up so that we actually don't ever need to meet a client in person.
You were pretty much then immune. Like COVID didn't really affect you in your day-to-day running of the business, really.
It's sort of true. We were lucky in that respect. Not just us as well, because conveyancing undertook a pretty big move about 4 or 5 years ago as an industry, where the settlement aspect, so the back end sort of changing of deeds and bank checks and that kind of thing, that used to always be a pretty physical thing. It was always in a meeting in town and you had to come in with the deeds. Now, they went to electronic conveyancing through a platform called PEXA that you might have heard about.
Yeah.
And that went from probably taking about 5% of the market in about 2017 to now 99% of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's no need to have to work in an office. And, COVID-19 was obviously devastating. There was, we definitely felt it, but for other reasons, not for the...
Well, that's one of the questions we're going to ask you was what was the hardest thing during COVID-19 for a conveyancer?
Yeah, no, look,
and business owner, obviously.
Yeah, it wasn't that. It was just, I guess, the way the market tensed up and the way that people started, you know, envisaging defaults as happening. There weren't as many defaults as we thought because the bank stayed in there, I think, probably Scott Morrison sort of told them, you better keep lending, otherwise you're in big trouble. Yeah, yeah. But there weren't as many defaults as the last property sort of, I guess, downturn.
GFC?
I'm more talking about maybe 18 months ago. So there were a lot, when I mean a lot of defaults, like a handful in 6 months, that's a lot for us. It occupies a lot of our, a lot of our focus. So, but everyone was thinking about, well, what happens, for example, if one of our vendors gets COVID on the day of settlement or the week before settlement is actually under house arrest or can't move. And we had to draft all these clauses, just making them up as we go as to what would happen in that scenario.
I didn't even think of that.
Is it like a standard now that's going to be in the contract now or something like that with COVID?
Not standard. I think the industry was pretty quick to build some standardised clauses. They're not all the same, but they're still negotiated. And they were just sort of... They were just sort of making their way out of the contracts a couple of weeks ago until the Melbourne thing flared up. And now they're back in again.
Yeah. One of the things during COVID that we were told was that compulsory now 10-day cool-off. Now, like seriously, we heard that.
Yeah.
We heard that everyone said, oh, no, you can't even do 5 days anymore. And I'm thinking, 10-day cool-off, compulsory, can't do 5 days. And then a lot of real estate agents, we hear things from someone.
Yeah.
Maybe another real estate agent, we automatically believe it. So is there any truth to that?
Yeah, it's a tough question. You put me on the spot there because Trent asked me about it before and I hadn't heard of it.
If you haven't heard of it, it's not
really. Having said that, there was another solicitor and conveyance in the market the other day who sort of said, oh, it's all compulsory 10-day, and we sort of said,
well, that's not... Well, right. I signed up a 5-day today.
Yeah. No, there's a 10-day for... There's now a compulsory 10-day for off the plan.
Yeah.
But... No, I'm not aware of there being a 10-day compulsory for residential. Yeah. And there's a few bit of tinkering around the contract.
But the reality is nothing is 5 days anymore.
That's it. It's a bit of a moot point, isn't it? Because it's tough to get to get banks done.
As you said,
5 days. Should be bloody 20 days.
I'll 20, you reckon me? I just had two call off today that had extensions after extensions and I was almost going to cry.
I hate 10 days.
I love how...
What do you want?
Five or less.
If you've got a cash buyer, 2 weeks. Five,
two weeks like, goes on forever, man.
Imagine like, three.
I want to get excited about the deal. Like, 2 weeks away is a long time.
Leon, I think we need to adapt a bit because they are definitely stretching out the cool off period.
Well, not with me. Hustle, hustle.
Okay.
Maybe auction's the way to go.
That's it.
How many auctions we've got coming up in July? 11?
10. 11, 11. 10 11. I've got 2.
Yeah. So. July will be fun, but...
Well, that'll cut out the cool-off period, But something Jared said that was funny before when we were chatting, he goes, 5-day cool-off, he says that most lenders haven't opened their email yet. And it's so true, but then you ring them and they say, oh, there's been a change in the policy for the guarantor. It's like, no, there hasn't. You're lying.
Look at your buddy and my house.
Very good. Boys.
Is there any... Jared. Have there been any new, laws come in since COVID that you... legal side of things with purchasing and selling real estate?
Well, the one that comes to mind, which is awesome, particularly with the way I like to do business, is that they brought in a rule, not around the property market per se, but it affects it massively, is you can now witness documents and deeds and do, those compulsory identification things that solicitors and conveyancers have to do when you buy a property?
Yeah.
You can now do all that for a six-month period via FaceTime or Zoom.
Yeah.
So prior to that, you couldn't. You actually had to physically meet someone in person, get their ID, and if there was deeds and mortgage docs, as there always used to be signed, had to be in person. So when COVID came out, they said, no, it can be all done on Zoom. And that's been great for us.
That's huge.
It's huge. It actually only lasts for 6 months. I can't remember when the 6 months finishes. I think around October. But I'm hoping that they will keep that going. So.
Actually, at a vendor, Waterside, and he had to go to, he was going to his solicitor, and she asked for his ID, and he goes, "I'm not giving you my ID." Like, for some reason, he kicked up his think about it. He's like, "That's my ID. I'm not giving it to you." And he rang me and goes, "She wanted my ID." And I was like, "Mate, just give your ID. I can't sell your house. It's not a hard thing. Give your ID. You've got to see that you're the guy that's selling the house or anything." And he kicked up a stink. But, yeah, I didn't actually realise that you actually technically needed to see
you,
it.
You do, You definitely do.
Yeah, you can do it online, which is easier.
That's sort of the way that they, with everything going online, I guess the regulators are concerned, well, that's just going to mean more opportunity for fraud and for that kind of identity theft. So what they have said, we're happy with everything to go online, but we need to be very, very vigilant around ID. But I think they went too far with requiring a physical meeting where you present your ID.
Yeah.
I think you should be able to do it on like FaceTime and Zoom. So,
is there anything, I guess, in the future, in the next couple of months, you think that we should implement into our like selling houses and talking to purchasers to assist in future deals and things like that?
Ah, that's a good question.
Get more money for our vendors?
From a legal side, I think,
Well, it isn't from a legal side per se, but I just, for me, sitting back and watching you guys do your thing, you know, it would be great if all your deals were via auction, wouldn't it? Because, you know, there's just, with those 5-10 day coin off, with banks being so flaky, and with the headlines, you're riding the tidal wave, the roller coaster of the headlines.
Yeah.
I mean, it must be a terrible way. Like, vendors must be so nervous when you've got that 10 business day cool off.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be good if you can get them all at auction?
Yeah.
It definitely creates anxiety for everyone, really, because, you know, we're calling you as a conveyance. I go, what's going on? You've extended again.
Yep.
But then you haven't got the documentation required for unconditional loan approval from the lender.
Yep.
And then the buyer's freaking out and calling you.
Yep.
It's just, it can be, like, as I said, I've just two today finally called off, and it was the nicest, biggest relief. And as the agent, as put matching buyer with seller, done. We've done our job. But unfortunately, the background stuff has sort of ruined the experience for buyer and seller even. So if you could do it via auction, everything would be exceptional.
That's a really good point. Like, you know, it's not just about the price at the end of the day. It is for both purchaser and vendor. You know, it's about the experience. And you could have got the best price possible, but the vendor or the purchaser could have walked away from that transaction. That was horrible. Yeah. I don't ever want to do that again.
Yeah.
Because of basically the banks. And
if you put it down to it, let's all just bag the banks, because that's what's stopping us at the moment. Well, really, one of my rescissions, all from the bank and brokers. Another thing as well, we've had a few brokers on. No, we haven't. We've had one.
Jamal.
He's very good. But he's
fantastic.
George, he's an exception to the rule.
He's my broker.
Oh, there you go. He's really good. We had him on. But some brokers out there, I think, might be a little slack. But I could be wrong.
Well, it's like an industry. There's slack agents. There's slack everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, got to find the good. That's why you come to Property Central. Ask for me.
If you're selling a townhouse in Ockham's Park.
Look at the GCI, brother. GCI. So, how was the weekend, boys?
Yeah, the weekend. My weekend was quiet, actually. I had 4 open homes and had a total of 10 people turn up. So, I've got some real good listings, but I feel like not many buyers are turning up at the moment, which has been a shame for me. But there was another one in Cranbrook that we had recently, and 35 people turned up. So, bit of a mixed bag of buyers at the moment.
Yeah.
You, Trey?
I had a weekend off. I did have a weekend off, but this weekend I got 6 open homes, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, right. Awesome. Well, I was flying, boys. I haven't stopped since the weekend. I've locked down 2 deals today, 1 on Monday, and looking like the 4th for tomorrow.
Oh, look out. Nice. Night is touch, baby.
Everything I touch does turn to salt.
So. That's good. That's awesome. That's good. So
have you seen his videos, Jared?
Can you help me trademark that?
Again, yeah.
I'm having issues. How's your weekend?
Yeah, my weekend was pretty quiet, to be honest. How many
people turned up to your open homes, Jared?
Far too many.
What'd you get up to, mate?
No, I honestly had a really, really quiet one. I just hung out with the wife, and I just recently started the G3, one of the local gyms.
Oh, nice.
And it's been great, but unfortunately they've completely just wrecked my legs.
I can't
do much these days.
Showed him where the toilet was. He was crawling.
But it's a good feeling to get back into it. I need to, but the COVID weight, I need to shred the COVID weight. And I'm struggling to find a way to do it.
Well, while we're on Mudgee, what's your favourite winery up there?
Oh, good question.
I go up there very soon.
Yeah, so it's the first one as you come into town. One of the first ones, Logan's on the left.
Ah, yeah, the big one. Yeah,
that's beautiful. You go up there as you come in, sit out over the hills, have a cheese platter and a tempranillo.
Oh, yes.
That's the best, I think.
I'm not drinking until the 1st of August, but we'll discuss that later because it is July and it's dry July for Peter. But, Jared, do you like footy? Do you support rugby league?
I do, yep.
Who's your team?
Of course, the Panthers.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, last week we had a little thing going on the podcast, and obviously we were doing it last Thursday, which come on air on Tuesday, and it was a bet prior to the game, you know, margin, try scorer, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So we all had a bet, and we just want to discuss who was the closest. Now, I think it was Leon. So
a guy that doesn't know anything about NRL.
The score was,
boys. I had a feeling, and I went with my gut.
Was it 18-12? The score.
My prediction was 16-12.
Yours was 16-12.
It was 20-12.
20-12. Okay, yeah. So you were 4 points off from Penrith side of things, but yeah. So that was the closest.
28-10.
All right, so Leon was the closest. Very, very good, mate. Even though you don't even know what a football looks like, a rugby league.
Yes, I do.
How many tackles in a set?
8.
Is it? Depends who's reffing. Yeah.
Good point, Jared.
Is it 10?
Very good point.
6, bro.
Boys, this is the last episode of the season.
It is.
So it's episode 12, and we'll have a month or so off, then we'll go again.
Yeah.
So it's got me thinking, got me going back and thinking, what's been your favourite moment of the podcast so far?
Favourite moment? So everyone's looking at me.
You can go, Leon. Yeah, you go.
All right, my favourite moment would be...
That's how good our podcast is, guys. I'll start us off. My favorite moment was it was early doors. I actually liked a few of our guests early on. Was pretty good fun. Not that Jared, the guest lady is bad.
Suck, Jared.
No, you're actually one of the best ones by a mile so far. So
information overload is great.
It was probably the story, Trent, when you told us about Scotty Pascoe. On the anthill, falling back and his hands and legs in the air. That was, to me, I thought that was hilarious. Funniest thing you've ever seen. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, Scotty's a good bloke. My favourite, I don't know. I think the general to his new trivia that we have every episode is always good fun. And also, when Jamie was here the other week, we did the whole thing that was on our, what was that called? Celebrity Heads?
Yep. Yep.
And we
Peter Batchelor's idea.
What?
That was my idea.
Yeah, your idea. I was
bringing content to the podcast.
And we gave Leon's one, which we had Wayne Gretzky on, and we were bagging how Canadian he is and everything like that. I think that was bloody hilarious.
Yeah, I cop it on this show. So. Yeah. Actually, my favourite part is the end of this episode. So I'm just glad I'm on the way from you guys.
Leon send-off, the outros. See you later. And Parramatta.
Oh, that's got to be my favourite.
The theme of season one is Parramatta. When
Parramatta heals. And yeah, the see you later when I cracked up. That was the best.
See you later.
I think like, even though you say, I can't wait for this to be finished. You'll be ringing me next week going, can we do this again? Can we do it? Can we start it back up?
100%. So you need it to
it's
get
your favourite time of the week, mate. Don't lie.
Yeah, I'm just joking. I'm sad, boys. This is how I deal with pain.
What about, guys? We've been going for 3 months now, pretty much, since mid-COVID.
This is what really made us happen.
Was it mid-COVID or like sort of a couple of weeks
during, ago? Like, this... COVID shut down. We're like, let's do a podcast, boys.
Yeah, that's right. So what was your best listing or result over that time period of time? Matt, you can say a couple. Like, what's been your best? I'm going to start us off because I want to get off my chest right now. Nine Hillview and 44 Hume Crescent. Had them over that entire time.
So this is two then, not one.
Two, yeah, no, it's two.
We'll do two.
My absolute favourite's Nine Hillview. It's a mate of mine.
Yeah.
Beautiful home. And it just never quite got exactly what we're expecting to get. Rescinded twice due to financial reasons, and then just to get it done today and allow my owners now to move on to the next stage, that's the best. So I'm wrapped. It's really made my start of the financial year double thumbs up.
Double thumbs up. That's double.
Mine would be, I'd say 24 the Crescent. I think a lot of the team even thought that I probably wasn't going to get that one away or get it sold. But it was a pretty good auction and got it done.
Nice.
Haven't got paid for that one yet. That should be soon.
Trent hasn't had a result in 12 weeks. So
12 weeks. You haven't sold a house in 12 weeks.
Sold heaps.
I don't know.
He's going to say he's Cranbrook.
No, I think I would love to do West Coast, which is 549 to 590. I sold for 640. West Coast was great. It was like right at the start of COVID and you had private inspections and it was 10-minute increments. And I remember I was there Tuesday, 10 people through. Wednesday, 8 people through. And then, like, every day it was just heaps and then the open home. And then, we had a couple of people fighting over on Saturday and we got 41,000 over the top of the range, which was a cracker result. And we won an EMU that got
Yeah, that was a good one. Fall Street.
Yeah, 26 grand over. That was a good one too.
Perfect. So I've had some good results, boys, in there.
It's been fun. I love COVID. I don't love COVID. Whoa. Wow. I didn't love it, but the private inspections, you know, like actually meeting people and taking them through and taking time and
yeah,
you know, getting to meet people and stuff like that instead of just, say, turn up this open home and give me an offer.
It's like, it's good, it was good for the industry, I think, with those who are going to stay around, because those who can adapt, I think they did well. And,
yes.
And those that, for this, that was just sort of, you know, it was too much, too daunting for them, or they kind of fell to the wayside. So
that's the thing.
I think the good thing with COVID was it's made a lot of people realize that things can go south. Like, we just had a good run for years, back to back. You know, we thought we were untouchable, spend the money, we'll come back. I think this was a big eye-opener for in a lot of industries, trade, everything.
Yeah.
I think it was good.
For our industry, fantastic, though, as Jared said, because we, you know, A, some of the bottom feeders, they're not being rude, but bottom feeders have dropped off, which means less agents in the market, better for us, more market share.
Thank you very much.
But, and also just quality of service, you know. Realise you can get a job done without having 20 or 30 people turn up to your first open home. There's still that that way of getting the job done, even during those tighter restrictions.
Did you guys also find that, I mean, I don't know, but do you, you might find a lot of tie kickers at your open homes, whereas did you find that the open homes during COVID, the people were there, were like ready to transact?
Well, it was, look, there was still a few, for me personally, there was still a few people there that were coming, like even for private inspections, and a few, I caught a few little liars, because I was really qualifying my buyers.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, during the hot, I don't want to bring people through my own house when I've got kids and stuff there, like during this pandemic, unless they're qualified. And I found there was still a few there that were just really just starting to look. And fair enough, they've just got their pre-approval. They're excited to buy a house. They don't want to just go, I'm only going to go there if I tick all the boxes of the agent.
Yes.
So I found it was definitely less than now. Like, you have 30 people at an open home, 10 don't even have pre-approval, 10 just want to have a look, 5 are the neighbours and 5 are serious buyers. Mm-hmm. Like, it's usually something like that.
Yeah, true. Spot on.
So, but I did find that with COVID, it was, there was less numbers, but the buyers that come through, there was a, yeah, it was definitely better, but there was still a few tire kickers, so to speak.
Well, what about your favourite deal? Like, did you have something like during COVID where, or you were like, oh, you know, that was a tough one, we got it through,
there's
a problem, and
worked
it out?
Just trying to think. I'm sort of just trying to bring myself away from the biggest one I did, which wasn't necessarily the best, but I remember we did a deal for $6.7
million. Yes.
Where at?
Up on North Shore, it was in Linfield.
Oh, yeah.
But that was an interesting one. It was all done remotely, but not for COVID reasons necessarily. The buyer was just a Hong Kong doctor. Yeah, right. Maybe his wife or his daughter had seen the property, and she went around the property with FaceTime, that kind of things. All these things that, you know, COVID made people think that this is now acceptable. I guess these are the tools that allowed them to do that deal. Yeah. That was only a couple of months ago. So it was towards the back end of COVID. But yeah, no, that was probably the...
That's awesome.
What was it? Like a development site or something?
No, no, it was just a big, big, big mansion. A big sort of beautiful sort of...
Where at?
Linfield. Sort of the upper North Shore.
$6 million by a boys.
Yeah.
That'd be something good.
It was by a suburb in there, Andy. That's excellent. That sounds good.
Oh, imagine that, Good on you, man. Dry July. We are all obviously, while we're taking a break from, I think it's a great time to also take
doing well.
Take a break from Mr. Tui's new. I start on the 6th of July because it's my 30th today. So I start on the 6th and I'll finish on the 6th of August. But we're all doing Dry July. Are you?
Yeah. No. Maybe Carlton Dry July. Well, I'm not a barrel of those boys. I'm on the beer.
Leon's kicking on. I've already started. That's why I'm drinking water out of a mug right now. I've got envy. I want this podcast to end so I can go home and cry. I'm doing it as well. We're doing a little thing within the office. So it's not your standard Dry July. It's the thing that everyone puts on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
We're doing something, and the money we raise, we're going to put towards a charity.
Definitely, definitely. A good charity, that's for sure.
Yep. Yep. All right. So, actually, Coz, I wanted to ask you. Coz, are you doing Dry July? Nah, he's shaking his head. Jared?
Dry-ish July.
Dry. Yeah, yeah. That's right. That's the new thing because due to the, obviously COVID, there's people out there with the, you know, it's been mentally draining and they need to relieve their stress by having a couple of glasses of wine or beer.
I might do that.
Dry-ish?
Yeah.
Actually, give me a beer. I might do that as well. I'm joking.
Nah, we'll do it, mate. We'll do it. I'm not backing down.
Awesome. I'm doing it. I already am started. You can see. You can thank me. What about the willpower right now? You seen, let's talk about what's happening right now compared to last weekend. Yeah. Chalk and cheese. Anyway, all right. What else we got next?
What are we doing over the break? Is there a break coming up?
Well, not. He thinks he's from America, Canada. He thinks it's a spring break.
Spring break, baby.
Spring break, baby.
We're going to the regatta.
No, I meant like the break. It's the end of the season, so I'm not doing anything for 4 weeks.
I'm not just going to do anything. Life's going to be normal. I'm just not going to do a podcast on Thursday night.
That's what
are you guys going to do on your Thursdays?
Well, that's what we're asking. What are you doing over the break? What are you doing on your Thursday now?
I don't know.
Why are you so shocked with this question? We're talking about a podcast. It's seasons. What are you doing on the break?
Like, but it's like this is our only job or something. It's like, boys, what are you going to do?
Definitely not making us any money.
What are you going to do with the extra 45 minutes every week, boys?
Oh. Yeah, that was a good laugh. 3 days a week out of month. Yeah, he's right.
What are you doing to make it look good?
So anyway, well,
what are we doing?
Okay, so me on the side, for example, Thursday I'll probably be hanging out with my wife. Work and Call of Duty, no doubt. Yeah. Actually, I want to buy a smoker and start smoking some meats.
Yeah. Actually, it's $80 one going at Bunnings right now.
That's a cheap one. I don't do that. Trent, oh no, for example, you've got soccer trainers. So that's what you're going to do on your break.
Oh,
no, yeah. You're out of this.
No, sorry. Boys.
No, we don't want to.
Redemption.
So here we go. I'm going to make a noise the whole way through what he says. Here you go.
No, I got hockey practice.
Oh, so that's what you got to do on your break.
Fix
no
your
way.
Hair up right now. Yeah.
All right, so you got to use your break. So he's like, well, what are you going to do for 45 minutes on a Thursday? Well, you got to go to hockey practice. And become
sorry, boys.
Hockey, soccer, COD.
COD, yes. Yes. And actually, I'm going to start back at the gym again. Yeah. I'm going to sign up next week because it's going to be easier during Dry July.
Come to Zoo Fitness.
No, my friend of mine, Lappos, Kevin Chevelle, Inside Fitness, is a great friend of mine. He trained Glenn McGrath. You know that? Do you know that?
Glenn McGrath,
the cricketer. Yeah, he was his strength and conditioner trainer. Excellent. So I'm going to be going back to him on Monday.
Yeah, I'm going to get back in the gym now too.
So his trivia, boys. Last one.
Jared, you had the other week on. I'm pretty sure he's a frequent listener of our podcast.
We wish.
Definitely not. But Dick Slaughter. You had Dick Slaughter. You did a video with Dick Slaughter.
Yeah, I did.
Hang on.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. Which episode was it?
No.
With when he calls like a solicitor.
Yeah.
And he goes, Meeks, put this deal together. And it's like 8 o'clock. He's like,
I'll tell you this story. You know, you and I, Dick Slaughter, right?
Yeah, we love
hilarious.
Him.
And I was watching one of the things and I just had this idea. My clients are really de facto the real estate agents. I need to get as many people sort of, you know, knowing about my firm as possible. So I had this idea that I could get Dick Slaughter to do a video, to do a collab with him. So I just Instagram messaged him. And I didn't expect him to write back. He wrote back within a minute. He said, yeah, I'll do something with you, absolutely. When can we do it? And this guy is he's just the most energetic guy. He's nothing actually like his character.
Yeah.
Most laid
back. He's not American then, is he?
No, he's Aussie. That's the thing he puts on. But he's an ex-real estate agent. He used to work for Ray White.
He's a buyer's agent.
Now he's a buyer's agent. But he's a legend. Just such a cool guy to work with. And so
He's been doing a fair bit of the entertainment film stuff because he did... He was in a film when I was doing the COVID thing and he was acting as the Australian Prime Minister.
Yep, yeah.
And they were talking in this conference room and it was really hilarious. Yeah, I was like, that's Dick Slaughter. Yeah.
No, he's number one agent in the world.
Yeah. No, he's a legend. You guys should
do something. Yeah, we should follow him and liking him stuff on Instagram for us.
Yeah.
Get him on, don't be mad.
We should go there.
Do Jared can just go, mate, go. Go see the boys.
Imagine Big Dick. Oh, hang on. Imagine Dick Slaughter walking in the room now.
Yeah.
Is he short? I reckon he's short.
Yeah, he's pretty short, but he's a brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
When he does the top panel stuff, he pretends to do all the boxing and that. Oh, really? He must actually, he looks fit. He's a fit looking bloke. Not that I'm attracted to men or anything, but he's like fit, physically fit. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Boys, it's last one, Tui's trivia.
I feel like a tourist. I feel like a tourist. Drop room.
So it's trivia for the last one of the
season. Next year it's going to be VBs next season.
VB, do they have?
Should we change that?
Yeah.
Do they have
VB? VB trivia.
Do they have?
No, they don't.
Questions, yeah.
No, they don't.
What else? Or Superdry have?
I've done both of mine.
Quality.
Have you crushed another one, Jared?
Crushed another one.
Jared,
that's right. I did that the first two.
Give
him
one.
Yeah, you can have.
We've only got one each. We've only got one each here.
Yes, one each. All right, we'll go this way. I'll ask Pete.
You always ask me. Let's go diagonal. You ask Jared first. We'll go Jared last because the guests have been particularly good at getting the questions right. I'll start off with Leon. Leon, you ready?
I'm listening.
Right. Who was the first woman to win 3 individual gold medals at the Olympic Games?
That would be
this one before.
Rose.
No, it's not Rose. That was another one we had. First female message.
Give me the initials.
SG. Oh. Shane.
No, it's not.
Shane is the her name.
I said this to Pete the other week. She was on the Survivor.
She's on Survivor. She won
Shane
Survivor.
Warne.
Yeah. Yes, that'll do it. Shane Gould. Shane Gould.
I'm so happy this trivia is over.
Shane Warne.
Might be back next year.
Shane Warne's a male, man. Anyway, you go, Leon. Ask me one. Straight back at me.
We've already had this
well,
one.
Well, I've seen Jared's one, but...
What do you mean?
Well, then you shouldn't...
I've seen his question.
Well, then let Jared ask Leon one. Oh, sorry, Jared, ask me.
All right. Okay. Which Beatle was not one of the original four?
Wow. I'm just
going
to say...
We've had this one, too.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, we have.
No, I don't think so.
No, we definitely
It has to be Ringo Starr. Yeah. That's the only one I know.
We have done it then.
No, it's just Ringo's. Beautiful. PDB winning it again.
Thanks, Cody. I'm asking then now.
Thank you, Cody. You ask Jared.
I'll ask Jared, yeah.
Why was it so hard to work out?
No, well, I forgot then, yeah. Who was the last Australian Prime Minister to feature in the Archibald Prize winning portrait?
Oh, who would it be?
Mate, I have no idea. I mean, I know
Paul,
now.
Paul Keating.
Oh, Paul!
No, I.
Paul!
Is it?
Are you legit or you've read this before, haven't you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it is, yeah, it's spot on.
Fantastic. What is going on? These guests are we dumb or
that? No, that was actually one of the hard ones we've got, too. That's
that is the hardest question I've ever
read. Right on, Jared's act.
That's a guess.
That's why you're a solicitor. That's why you're a lawyer, mate.
I asked him this question already.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, well, don't ask it then.
Just ask it to you.
How many points is in a perfect game of 10-pin bowling?
Oh, he'll get this wrong again. I know it now already.
Yes. How many points?
Yes. Not how many pins. Like
remember
you
counted the pins
time?
Last time?
Yeah, I did.
So it's a perfect round. Strike, 300. Strike, strike, strike.
300. It's 300.
Correct.
Oh! Yay! I was going to say 200 and I was like, oh, no, I don't know it actually.
I got a 299 once, but that was back in the day.
You can't get 299. It's impossible to score. You can't get 299. Why? You have to. It's a spare. I made that up.
I feel like a tourist. I feel like a tourist. Drop room.
Very good.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, guys. Thanks for season one. I'm sure you will all not tune in for season two, but we've had a lot of fun. Thanks to all the guests that have come on. Named a few. Obviously, Jared's here today. Jamie Melville, shot fitter.
Josh Layla, professional cricketer. Mm-hmm. We had Corey Philpott, the ultra marathon runner.
Yeah, Corey owns a gym.
Corey
Villacaki. Yes.
So very good special
guests. Hilton.
Greg Hilton, our friend Greg.
Sorry.
Greg was a champion and he's going to be in your office.
Best
soon.
Mate, yes. Yep. And anyone else that we forgot?
Who did we have on last week?
Cam.
Oh, Jaymore.
Jaymore and Cam.
Jaymore, sorry, before last week. Jaymore.
Wow,
Cam Faker.
Feels like so long ago
Cam
when you said.
Okay.
Yeah. And we put our best to last in Jared.
Yeah.
Mate, Jared, thanks for coming on, champion.
Plug your business.
Oh, Boyder. Shannon Boyd, too.
Oh, Shannon Boyd.
We obviously forgot that whole.
Well, look, I think now, boys, we're going to have to start referring Jared a few, mate.
Are you? Is this the point where I actually admit that I actually invited myself on?
We knew that. But
Facebook,
we let
when
out.
Am I coming on, mate?
Well, I said that. Was that on Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're on. Yeah. Now plug your business.
Plug your business, mate. Go for it.
No, we're Dalton Crossett Solicitors. So we're our headquarters in the western suburbs is in Richmond, but we've got a big practice out here in Penrith as well. In fact, we're probably looking at maybe... opening an office here in the next 12 months or so.
Hell yes.
But yeah, no, we're a conveyancing practice and I think we really thrive on just making the customer experience, I guess, as easy as possible.
Yeah.
Awesome, mate.
Thanks mate.
Again.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Coming
no,
on.
Thank
appreciate
you. That
it.
Was awesome. Good yeah. fun.
Definitely good fun.
See you next season.
Alrighty, catches. See ya.
Later.
Good stuff, boys.
Ciao.